Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's a 94 WIP afternoon show. That is Ike Reese. I'm Spike Eskin. We are at Chickies in South Philly. It is draft week. Enjoy all the pro football draft coverage at the official sports bar of the Eagles, Chickies and Pete's, online at chickiesandpetes.com. Now, we'll get to Elliot in just one moment, but I want to play a piece of sound because I would like Elliot to respond to it, too. I hope the audio is as good as when I was watching it, because I think part of it is Howie's face. But there was a point at which Reuben Frank corrected something Howie said, and Howie got so irritated that the exchange really was gold to me. I loved it. Why don't you play that?
He's number two in receiving yards in the first 5 years of his career in NFL history. I mean, that's, what's that? He's number nine? He's not number two in the first 5 years?
No, he's behind like Moss, Rice. It's pretty good company, but he's nine. I just looked it up.
All right, Rube, stop talking. let me roll. The nine's good. Nine is good, too. Anyway, he's...
He tried to play it off like he thought it was funny.
Yeah.
He did not think it was
funny.
Not at all. Not at all.
He's like, let me cook.
Yeah, let me cook.
Yeah. You can correct it later.
After the press conference.
Yes, after the press conference.
This Elliot Shore Parks call-in is brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars or trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Elliot Shore Parks. Now, Elliot, have you ever had to correct Howie and gotten that sort of treatment?
Well, I think I'm going to correct him on this call for his draft pick. But I think Howie learned the lesson. If you come at Rube, you best not miss. So, yep. You know, I think it was a startling moment for Howie.
Now, Elliot, you had talked about your desire was offensive line. Of course, they sat there and they took Mitchell at 22. And you had also made the point that they have enough cornerbacks, that this isn't a position of need. What did you think of the pick?
So, for me, it's not the pick I would have made. I like other cornerbacks better. If they were going to take a corner, I like Kool-Aid better. I like Arnold better. I like Nate Wiggins better. I also like the young guys on the roster apparently more than they do, because I think Kelee Ringo has a bright future. I like Eli Ricks. But it's not my evaluation, right? Like, if they feel Quinton Mitchell is the best corner in the draft, then I respect them taking that big swing. And Howie, you know, more or less said last night that to take a guy out of a small school like that, they have to feel he's really special. So I view Quinion, to me, not the pick I would have made, and I have my hesitation, but I can respect taking a big swing if it's what you believe.
Yeah, I think the only thing that's here, Elliot, is that there's a lack of firsthand knowledge from a lot of us as football fans, as you just don't watch, we just don't watch a lot of MAC football and haven't seen a lot of the Toledo Rockets playing. And when you have guys on the board from bigger schools that people may have watched and know a little bit more about, I think the initial fear from some who may still be reluctant about the pick is, are we doing we're the smartest team here, we know what we're doing, versus taking the obvious pick, which the last few years the Eagles have done very well by taking sort of the obvious pick, so to speak. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, although I agree with it, but Jordan Davis and Nolan Smith look like questions at this point. So who knows? My concern.
But I'm saying people didn't question it because of the schools they played at.
Yep. And look, N'Kobe's not done much, but you don't hear much criticism about that pick because people like that he came from a big school. Yep. My concerns with Quinyon Mitchell are twofold. One, it matters to me that he's coming from a small school. I know they say he went to the Senior Bowl and he had an outstanding week and he lined up against great receivers and did well. That's a small sample size. Guys like Kool-Aid, Nate Wiggins, Kerryon Arnold, they played against better competition for multiple seasons, or at least one full season where they played a ton of snaps. So I just think the body of work is more impressive with those corners. And I also think those guys played more press coverage. I know that in today's NFL and with Vic Fangio, they are going to do a lot of what Quinyon did at Toledo, which is line up 10 yards back, break on the ball. But I just think it's easier to be the guy that lines up and makes a jump on a receiver and a quarterback in the MAC than it is in the NFL. Like, if his calling card is going to be using his instincts and jumping on passes, well, he's got a big adjustment coming. So I think he's a great athlete. The combination of his speed and strength is rare, but the jump is so big, I would have been worried about using a premium asset on such a gamble.
Well, but isn't, just to play devil's advocate here, isn't the fact that the cornerback room is as full as it is sort of provide him a soft landing spot in that he does not have to come in and have everything on his shoulders? I almost think that this year gives him a chance to almost bridge that gap between, you know, because he wasn't playing at a big school, bridge that gap between small school and the NFL.
Well, so my thing with that is he's the oldest of all the corners that we're talking about. I mean, he's, you know, I think 23 or about to be 23. These other corners, Nate Wiggins, I think, is still 20.
He's 23. He's headed to the retirement home.
Well, 23. I'm just saying it matters if you're talking about sitting another year. And this time of year, that stuff does matter when talking about prospects. So so for one, I would say that. But two, the reason I don't want him to take an offensive tackle is because I don't think having your first-round pick sit for a year is good. Now, I don't think Quinyon Mitchell is going to sit. I think he's going to play. But if come week two or three, Kiwi Ringo's beating him out, Blaze is playing, Bradbury was good, Rodgers ends up beating a steal, then, you know, then the pick is not as good because it wasn't as big of a need. And I just don't think corner is as big of a need as other people, which is probably also why I'm not as high on the pick.
Yeah. See, I think you're blinded by that and sort of that stance that you've taken. This kid is going to be a starter. I don't know if it's going to be day one or first game of the season, but I'd be shocked if he's not a starter by the time this season ends. These young players that are on the roster now, I like them, but they don't necessarily have the skill set that this young man has. They don't have the necessary speed that he has, the reaction time, his ability to come up and tackle, because if they did – coming from the schools they played at, they would have been first-round picks. So they don't have the skill level that this young man has. I think he comes in, and I wouldn't be surprised if they don't make a decision to move on from Bradbury, and this kid is the starter coming out of training camp. I mean, what do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? You just traded away Hassan Reddick because you want Nolan Smith to get on the field, and he played. He didn't do much last year, but they're going to force him on the field. You took this kid in the first round. He needs to play this year and play a lot, by the way, a lot.
I 100% agree with you. I think he has to be the starting cornerback, if not week one, like very early on. This can't be Nolan Smith where, well, actually, you know, Slay and Bradbury played so well, we didn't play him. Like, no, he's a first-round pick. He has to be out on the field. So I 100% agree with that. As to Bradbury and Slay, I do wonder what this means for them. I don't think Slay is going to be moved, and Bradbury very well could be. But if they get to camp and Mitchell looks awesome, Ringo looks awesome, Rick looks awesome, Rodgers looks awesome, and these guys that are way younger, like they want to get them on the field, the Eagles do save money after June 1st if they move on from Bradbury, and I'm pretty sure with Slay as well as a June 1st cut. So that is one thing to watch in training camp, that there are a lot of young guys in the corner group that are intriguing. They have a lot of bodies right now, and they might be facing the decision, do you keep one more year of Slay or Bradbury, or do you risk a player that's younger going through waivers?
Now, do you want this put into the insider of the year category? Is this sort of a report here?
That's up to Elliot.
That's what I'm asking, Elliot. I'm asking, does he want that? Is he stamping that?
Yeah. Source tell you?
We have so many rules now. I'm not really sure what qualifies. Oh. So what are you asking? You're saying?
You kind of said that they may not be here after June 1st. So if you were to say, well, I expect the Eagles to move on from them after June 1st, like that would qualify. It's informed speculation is where you're at right now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, then I won't put it in the vault because this is my opinion. This is not important.
Okay.
We're talking to Eagles Insider of the Year candidate, Elliot Shore Parks. Now, it's one thing to get questioned by Ike or I, but when Chad Ochocinco and Shannon Sharp are on the internet questioning you, well, that's a whole different story. Here's what Ochocinco had to say about our guy, Elliot.
And then I retweeted some dude, obviously he's part of media in Philadelphia. He say, with the whatever pick we pick, Quinn Mitchell, I don't like that pick. I'm like, what do y'all be watching? What do y'all be watching? Do you actually watch film on the individuals that are being picked, or you just pick a name out of a hat that you just like, that you think might fit on the team?
So what do you think, Elliot? Are you going to auction off the hat that you pick your analysis out of?
I mean, look, Deshaun Watson came at me last year, and now Chad Ochocinco. I can't tweet without. But, no, I mean, I don't like the pick. I don't know what people want. People are trying to bully me in my mind. All these Eagles fans that I mentioned, like, I didn't like Quinyon Mitchell before they drafted him. I didn't want a corner before they made the pick. It would be dishonest of me to all of a sudden come on and go, actually, Mitchell's really, you know, I don't like the pick. And to Chad Ochocinco's point, I actually thought the video was interesting and how he talked about how he uses his footwork and all those things. So, yeah, I mean, Chad can say whatever he wants. I don't like the pick.
Philly media guy, Elliot Shore Parks.
Elliot Shore Parks, yeah.
So, Elliot, what do you hope they do in the second round?
You got to go offensive line. They should have done it last night. They need an offensive guard. I think there's some good options in the second round. But outside of that, if you're not going to go offensive line, then I think you go receiver. I think the best players on the board left are still at receiver. I really like Troy Franklin out of Oregon. 6'3". He's played in the slot. Great route runner. He averaged almost 18 yards a catch last year. I think he would really help the offense from a speed perspective. So there's good options on defense as well, but my preference would be on the offensive side as well.
There he is, Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, last time, I'm just double checking. Do you want the Slay and Bradbury thing to be an official report or just informed speculation?
You guys can decide.
Whatever. You can count it.
You know, it's all good.
I think it's informed speculation.
Okay. Go Birds Radio tomorrow. You guys doing it?
Absolutely. Well, we'll be on during the draft, but also I'm on tonight with Rob Ellis at 6 o'clock. So we'll be doing the second round as well. Yeah.
Right. Cool. All right. You can hear Elliot tonight. Thank you, Elliot. You can hear Elliot tonight and as well as Go Birds Radio tomorrow. 215-592-9494. We're talking about the Eagles draft as well as this big Sixers win last night. Joel Embiid dropping 50 points on one leg with one eye while injuring one of the Knicks and sending home all of those Knicks fans. I hope you enjoyed your stay in Philadelphia. I hope you got a cheaper Amtrak ticket. Ken and Cinnaminson, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
What's up, man?
What's up, Ken?
I want to get to the draft, but on Joel real fast. My opinion of him has not changed, and that's not necessarily a negative. You know, he's such a polarizing figure in this city. He's like this generation's Donovan McNabb, where people, you know, get themselves in a camp on one side or the other, and there's nothing you could say that's going to move them out of the camp. I don't have a camp, so I just kind of watch. And so my opinion of him is what it has always been. He's a tremendously skilled player, and you know, if he has to score 50 every night in order for them to beat the Knicks in this series, if they don't beat the Knicks, that's not Joel Embiid's fault. Like, you know, that's basically my opinion of him, and that hasn't changed.
Well, I think, Ken, I don't entirely disagree. He shouldn't have to score 50 every single night for him to win. But I do think that the difference between a superstar and not a superstar is that a superstar, when the team needs you to score 50, you do it. I think that is the difference. I don't think – he obviously can't keep this up. There hasn't been a player that could keep it up. The other thing I would say is, as far as – I sort of lost it. Mm-hmm. I lost what I was going to say.
That's okay. It probably wasn't that interesting anyway. Let me.
That's a good point. Good point, Ken. Why don't you get to the draft?
Your father would be proud of me.
Yeah, thank you, man.
This small school stuff, just like, they didn't draft him out of Widener, okay? I mean, there's guys all over the NFL, every field with an NFL team on Sunday, all over the place. There's guys from the MAC all over the league. They play good football in the MAC. And, you know, Isaiah Rodgers, who everybody seems to think is now the answer because he's no longer suspended, he went to UMass, okay? Sauce Gardner went to Cincinnati. Maybe the best Eagle in the history of the franchise went to Cincinnati. You know, to compare this to Jalen Reagor, nobody but maybe the Eagles had a first-round grade on Jalen Reagor when they
made that pick.
No, I did not.
Didn't you?
No.
I
was actually a Denzel Mims guy that year.
Oh,
I was Denzel Mims, which is even worse.
Quinyon Mitchell was either one or two amongst the corners on basically everybody's board except Mel Kiper Jr., who had Cooper DeJean, and he's the same guy who had Ryan Leaf ahead of Peyton Manning. So, you know, as Bill Polian once said about Mel Kiper Jr., has he ever worn a jock, right? So I don't pay too much attention to Mel Kiper Jr. You put the tape on of this kid, and he jumps off the tape. And I was a Fatanu guy. I really wanted Fatanu. But as we were watching that draft unfold, and you were watching some of the stupid stuff that other franchises do, and you have to kind of just sit back and thank your lucky stars that we don't have, like, that Atlanta pick. That's the owner picking the quarterback. I mean, that was as obvious as it. Arthur Blank wants to pick the quarterback. So we just signed Kirk Cousins to all this money. You know, Denver has no second round pick. So they draft Bo Nix as the 12th pick in the draft.
Ken, let me suggest to you, though, that the owner picking the quarterback doesn't just happen in Atlanta and may have happened in Philadelphia in previous years, and it may have worked out. I don't think people understand how much say that owners typically have and will. You know, whether it works out or doesn't work out sometimes is the final judgment of whether the owner is good or not. But Arthur Blank, I don't think the fact that the owner wanted a quarterback or wanted the quarterback means that it is a bad pick. Yeah, because I think it can happen and it can be a good pick. Now, I don't know that Arthur Blank is a good owner. I don't know how good Michael Penix Jr. is going to be. Mm-hmm. But I would suggest to you that when the Eagles took Carson Wentz, I believe that Jeffrey Lurie was a pretty significant part of that process.
I believe that, but I think everybody else was. I think Carson fooled us, right? He obviously fooled Ike, right? So I think
didn't Carson, fool me. Carson was a great pick. We don't have a Super Bowl without Carson Wentz.
He fooled us all in terms of the kind of character he was. But we weren't talking about Quenyon Mitchell yesterday morning because everybody just assumed that we would have to trade up to, like, 10 to draft him. So he wasn't really part of the conversation for that reason, not because he's not a tremendous player. And I don't think we could have gotten any luckier than we got.
I appreciate the call, Ken. Thanks very much. You know, the thing on, to go back what he said about Embiid needing to score 50 for them to win,
mm-hmm.
Embiid scored 29 or 30 the first two games, and they were within, you know, a timeout call. And honestly, if he doesn't hurt himself in the final 2 minutes of the first half of the first game, they could be up 3-0. So I don't think they need him to score 50 points to win. To me, it's just impressive that he did. And it wasn't... Embiid scoring 50 last night was great. To me, it was the energy that he brought to the game that I thought was more important than anything else. And I think his performance during these playoffs, his energy has been different. His vibe has been different. I think part of it is getting older. He's 30 years old now. He's a dad now. He's been through the wars. I think part of it is a team that is supportive of him. He's not pulling one way while the other guy's pulling the other guy. Like, look, as good, as productive as the Harden-Embiid thing was on the court,
yeah,
Harden wanted more offense to go through him, and Embiid wanted more offense to go through him. So this is just, I think it's the first time when the entire team is not only in on what he's doing, but looking for him to lead. And I think he is handling that in a good way, in a way that I didn't expect him to handle it. That's sort of where I am on the Embiid thing.
He has certainly shown up individually.
100%.
He has certainly shown up. And again, he's not even 100%, and he's been able to do what he's doing. They lose this series. I don't know. I mean, unless something drastically happens with him or somehow somebody cuts the faucet off of the scoring department, I don't see how this could be on him that they didn't win the series.
No, yeah. If he continues to play the way that he played,
it's clearly everybody else, not him.
100%. So coming up next, Tyrese Maxey actually had something to say about the tone, let's say, that Joel Embiid set, which includes the so-called dirty play that happened to Mitchell Robinson.
A little bit dirty.
We'll talk about that next. And as well, my scouting, I think, showed out pretty well at yesterday's first round. So we'll do a quick YouTube big board recap. We are at Chickies and Pete's, where baseball is better. Pre-game, in-game, or a post-game feast. Find a location near you online at chickiesandpete's.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.